After being starved of money for years, several proposals are gaining ground in Tallahassee that would set aside money to buy and preserve what's left of Florida's natural lands. But as WUSF's Steve Newborn reports, this may not be because of a sudden concern for the environment, but because it's an election year.
This spring, a trio of environmentalists will try to re-spark the interest they kindled when they hiked, biked, and kayaked 1,000 miles across the state twice to publicize the need to connect the state's natural lands before they get developed. The Florida Wildlife Corridor will have a mini trek to call attention to the need to protect the narrow green space between the burgeoning sprawl of Tampa and Polk County on one side and Orlando on the other. But since the group took its first cross-state expedition in 2012, money to preserve corridors for bears, panthers, and other critters has sank to practically nothing. Lindsay Cross is the corridor's executive director.
Last year, we only had $10 million for conservation easements through Rural and Family Lands Protection Program. So really anything is a step up.
That paucity came in spite of a constitutional amendment passed by 75% of the state's voters in 2014. That mandated that one-third of the proceeds from a real estate tax go for land and water projects. It would have provided around $800 million a year. And how much did Governor Scott and the legislature set aside for the main land buying program called Florida Forever since then? Nothing.
I almost don't have words to express the deep levels of disappointment that I've had over the last 3 years.
Aliki Moncrief is executive director of Florida Conservation Voters. The nonpartisan group aims to get conservation-minded people elected. But now, State Senator Rob Bradley of Fleming Island has asked for $100 million to be set aside for Florida Forever, and Governor Scott has proposed $50 million. That comes as Scott is considering a run for U.S. Senate next year against incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson. Moncrief says it doesn't take a skeptic to think a little election year strategizing might be going on.
I don't think it's just cynics who say that. I think it's realists. Anybody who's been paying attention to the governor's track record on the environment in his last two terms would not certainly call him an environmental champion.
She says that's because many politicians know that voters care about the environment, and this in a state that has become the nation's third most populous and hosts nearly 100 million visitors a year.
There's really no other explanation other than he does have eyes on becoming a U.S. senator to represent Florida. And so not only in terms of the budget, but he's doing a number of sort of 11th hour things and policy changes and staff changes to make him look better.
Scott has been lauded for recent appointments, such as Eric Draper, the longtime director of Audubon Florida, to head the state park system. Calls to both Draper and Governor Scott for comment were not returned. Cross says there may be another reason for Scott's environmental about-face.
I think part of it is a recognition that our parks and our wild places are important to the state of Florida and to the citizens, and that there is a component of it that is good for business.
That includes everything from nature tourism and fishing to buffers for the state's many military bases. And Cross says the governor may have more personal reasons as well.
I do know that he enjoys using the resources. He's talked about taking his grandsons out and wanting them to go fishing and go hiking with him. And I can only hope that him being out and seeing some of these natural places has inspired some of that renewed interest.
And Cross says she's willing to take the governor on a field trip or two to show him some of her favorite places. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.